this was noticed particularly this year, this fall. I believe we have 11 different dialects or languages spoken in our school district. That shocked many of us. I think it shocks the whole community probably. The issue, of course, that I see is money again, finances, in that we need more ELL, English Language Learner instructors or aides to assist in that whole process. And we do get some federal funding for that, but we have to take a good amount of money from our general fund, which is always the problem, of course. But I think we need to beef that process up better. But by the same token, you know, we all know this was coming, and I think it's a good thing. I think there's nothing wrong with having a melting pot, so to speak, inside our public school district.